The New Country 96.3. Second
date update.
If you are new to this show, and you're visiting from out of town, well, every morning at this time, Michelle and I, we help out someone who had a great first date, but for some reason there was no second date. We got David on the line. He went out with Joellen. So first of all, David, tell everybody how you met Joellen.
We met on Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was really cool, and we met for drinks. It was good. I mean, we had a lot to talk about, and, you know, we stayed a while, and I don't know. I thought it was really good.
But you're calling us. Are we correct in assuming there was no second date?
Yeah, I got totally ghosted. I've called and, you know, haven't heard anything back, and so I don't know. I'm confused because I know I thought this went really well.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Michelle, someone got ghosted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we need to head out to the Ghost Patrol van.
Ghost Patrol, Hawkeye's very own Ghost Patrol. Michelle Rodriguez is there too. Second dates for me and you. Look out, here comes the Ghost Patrol.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We've gotten a hold of Joellen, and she's agreed to come on the air with us. So, Joellen, do you remember going out with David?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date, then he said he never heard from you after that, and he wasn't quite sure why.
No, it was a horrible first date, and David is a very uncaring person.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, I told him that my cat had been missing, and he was, like, so unsympathetic about it.
Wait, what, was this while you were on the date, or was this before the date?
During the date.
I guess you mentioned the cat, and he didn't say anything to it?
I mean, yeah, kind of. He was like, I don't know, he just didn't really say anything. It was kind of weird, and I was like, okay, sorry I mentioned it. He just kept moving on with the conversation about himself, or whatever, so.
And because of that, that's why you didn't get back to him?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was rude, and I don't want to date somebody who only thinks about himself.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. David asked us to call you on his behalf. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation just to kind of hear about the date from his angle?
Sure.
David, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, did you hear what Joellen had to say?
I wasn't, you know, trying to be unsympathetic or anything. You know, I offered to cut the date short and, you know, we could meet another day. I mean, I gave you that option. And then also, I saw on Instagram that you found the cat, and then I reached out to you afterwards.
Did you find a cat, Joellen?
Yeah, I did.
Where was he?
He had crawled under the house when the repairman had opened up the crawl space.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm glad you found your cat. That's
yeah.
That's great news.
Me too. It was really, really hard.
Yeah, I'm glad you found your cat too. I mean, that's why I commented on your post. Did you not see it?
No.
And again, I think I was trying to be sympathetic. You know, I offered to change the date and, you know, we'll meet up at a different time. So I don't know. I'm at a loss here. Like, what do you think is the best course of action I should have taken?
I don't know. I'm not supposed to tell you what to do. You're just supposed to know.
I mean, okay. I mean, maybe I didn't do something that was right, but, you know, I want you to know that I care and, you know, I'm sorry and I would like to see you again.
Ew. I don't think so.
So, Joellen, if we were to offer you a chance to go out again with David, we pick up the tab for date number two, a nice night out. You just have no interest in seeing him again?
Yeah, that's really nice, but no thank you. I do have a GoFundMe page for my cat. You could just, like, put the money in there or something.
A GoFundMe?
What's the GoFundMe page for?
It's for my cat.
Okay, but you found your cat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an option we'll consider here. But you're not interested in going out with David a second time if we pick up the tab for the date?
No, I already told you no.
Okay. All right. Joellen, appreciate your time here this morning. Thank you so much for coming on the air with us.
Okay.
All right. David obviously didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Joellen.
Yeah, I guess so. She really cares about her cat.
Well, of course, yes, she's got a GoFundMe page.
Yes, for what?
For the cat, Michelle. It's for the cat.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.